Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You never watch porn?
So I'm like a music gal.
What?
Hi, I'm Jamie Lynn Sigler.
And I'm Robert Eiler.
And this is our new podcast, Not Today, Pal.
And they found out that the chicken had a tumor and it was like pus. Not your favorite? They're going to ask us a question about Sopranos.
Let's split the difference and Jamie gets 1 point.
You have to rob his points. Like, why are you taking him away?
This is what he does. You have no idea what's about to happen.
I have no idea. I'm so excited, though. Available every Thursday, wherever you get podcasts.
This week on First Date with Lauren Compton.
Both of my complaints from the last two girls I dated, they were like, we don't feel needed by you. And in my head, I was like, yeah, because you're not. Sorry, I know simple math.
I'm 35.
Okay, I would have guessed even younger.
It would take five. Really?
Yeah.
You're good. What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
I told them to delete my number. No.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date.
Welcome to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. Today we have a super special guest. He was born and raised in New York. He lived in Las Vegas as a professional poker player, and he can eat an entire rotisserie chicken in one sitting. You may know him as AJ Soprano from The Sopranos, but he has transitioned to a full-time podcaster and has a podcast here at YMH Studios called Not Today, Pal. Give it up for Rob Eiler.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, that's the first time they ever clapped for me. Even when I did my first pod, they didn't clap for me.
No.
You
got to earn it around here.
This is good. Yeah.
Claps aren't given out.
Yeah, you got them like show dogs.
I train them well. I give them treats.
That's good. Yeah, they talk shit to me, but you got them clapping.
If you bring them Terry Black's barbecue, they'll be your friend.
Oh.
So you know how, the way that this show is going to work right now is we're going to talk about some dating stuff. I've got appetizer questions, main course questions, and then a dessert question to sweeten it up at the end. And I'm going to call out your red flags.
Great.
So I guess we'll go ahead and get started with some appetizer questions. What's your love language?
By the way, this is going to be I'm going to have a lot less red flags than I would have 10 years ago. I stopped drinking 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could have done a podcast with like 26-year-old me, because it would have just been...
Should we role play and pretend you're 26?
I don't think you're going to like me. I think this will be an 8-minute podcast. Yeah.
Amazing!
We could talk about it all. Sorry, what was the question you asked? I forget. All right.
You have to listen.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's a red flag.
You're right.
So what's your love language?
So I thought going into it I would be physical touch, but I'm actually quality time, just more than physical touch, but it's quality time and physical touch.
Yeah.
Pretty high up there, but
we're gonna get into some main course questions now. Do you have any fetishes?
No, I'm super like, again, I went to Vegas for 2 weeks when I was like 25, and I stayed for a year and a half. So I came and I was like, I'm here, like I'm chilling here, and I got it all out of my system. Where now I'm like, my fetish now is like, I want to be really nice to a girl and I want her to be really nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kindness is,
yeah,
key.
It's new. Because I didn't grow up around that and I didn't like have it in my 20s.
Right.
So now I'm like, wow, it's really nice when someone just like, you care about someone and they care about you and it's sweet. And that's my new thing.
Do you think that playing AJ Soprano has ever like translated into your real day-to-day life? Has like any of the tendencies that your character had?
I'm not that good of an actor. I'm like, oh, they're paying me, I go read this thing and then I go home. Like, it wasn't my, like, even at, like, as soon as Sopranos was over, I was like, all right, I'm done. Like, I told my manager, don't call me anymore. And
have you always been a nice guy?
No, that's what I'm saying. Before,
but that's really brand new.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like, so about 5 years ago, I decided I was going to take a year off of having sex completely, no dating, no nothing. And just, I wanted to like change my relationship with sex and how I saw, I wanted to like feel like I did it again when I was 17 and be like, oh my God, this is such a like, this is a nice, like, it's really sweet of you to sleep with me instead of being like, yeah, like, when do I come? Like, right. You know what I mean?
So you just want to know what it feels like to be a simp.
No. I will never be walked over or this, but it's like, I want it to be everything to be reciprocal. Like, I want it to be like, hey, we're in this relationship because we both really want to be. Like, both of my complaints from the last two girls I dated, they were like, we don't feel needed by you. And in my head, I was like, yeah, because you're not. You know, but really I was like, well, the truth is like, I don't need you. And that's what was part of that spending that year alone was like, I really realized like, I don't need sex. I don't need a relationship. Like I want these things. And if I could have them in a healthy way in my life, like, I think that's great, but there's no desperation anymore of like, man, oh, am I going to get laid tonight? Like, I don't have that thing that I used to have where I was like, oh, I need, like, you know, a woman has something over me. Or instead, it's just like this mutual thing where I'm like, wow, hey, we really get along. Let's see what if we can have this like healthy thing and make it work. And yeah, but then women don't feel needed by me, which is apparently a problem.
I can see where that would be a problem.
Yeah, but they're wanted, which is, isn't that great? Like,
I think that it's important that everyone feels wanted, but it's also important that people feel needed too. Have you ever had a threesome?
I lived in, didn't you hear the other, I went to Vegas for
the way that you just reacted to that is a red flag.
I went to Vegas, no, because I
just
said.
You looked at me like I'm an idiot for asking you that.
I would have never.
Okay, listen, whore.
I would have never looked at you that way if I didn't say 5 minutes ago, I went to Vegas for 2 weeks and stayed alone for a year and a half. What do you think I was doing there?
I know now.
I wasn't trying to learn about hotels.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was having fun.
You were a pro poker player and you were playing your cards right.
Yeah. I was, you know, but yeah, there was, but honestly, I don't really like threesomes. It's hard enough dealing with one broad. I'm not trying to like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like entertaining. Like, you know, and a lot of times on dates, like I hate first date. This is the first date I've been on in 9 months because like once I stopped dating the person I was dating before, I was like, I can't do it. I don't enjoy, because, you know, a lot of people are boring, you know, and then you go on a date and you find like you're entertaining and it's like, hey, I got out of the business years ago, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not here to fucking.
It's a red flag that you call people sweetheart.
Well, I don't, but that's
do
like.
You say like honey and kid too?
No. But that's like when I'm talking like that, like, hey, I'm not here to fuck. And I don't say that, but that's what I'm thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when you go on a date and
cutie.
A girl. No, I'm not. That's like my dad. Like,
okay.
I'm not. Yeah, that's. That's not my shit.
I'm just saying how far I can push you.
Yeah, but I did hear you say you call your boyfriend daddy.
I do.
And the last relationship I had, there was like a mama dada thing that we did. But then one other one before that, I did it. But it's very like, it has to be the right thing. Like, I've dated many women where that, like, if that came up, I'd be like, oh, this is weird. But for some reason, the last one that I had, we got into this thing where it was like, okay, mama. Like, you know?
Yeah, what's up, mama?
Yeah.
This is the first relationship I've ever had where I've had the daddy thing.
Yeah.
The first one ever. Otherwise,
And then the first girl who we did it with, we stopped because it got weird because there was one time, like, she'd always be like, okay, daddy, like, and all this stuff. And then one time, like, she was like, can you hear me? And I might have, like, pushed mute on the phone. And she was like, hello? She was like, dad? And I was like, dad. And I was like, and then I told her, I was like, you know, I heard you. And she was like, heard me what? I was like, you said dad. Like, and then
I had a similar slip like 2 weeks ago. I was getting in the elevator and I was like, let's go, dad. And I said, and I felt like I felt like I hit a wall because I didn't mean to say dad. It was just like I was being short for daddy.
Uh-huh.
And then he didn't acknowledge it. And then there was this awkward tension in the elevator where it's like he knew that I called him dad and I knew that I called him dad and we couldn't. Then when the doors opened, it was like a sigh of relief because it was just,
yeah.
That's an awkward fuck up.
And then when a girl calls you dad, you're like, should I be dressing different? Like, I'm like, should I be driving a certain like kind of car.
New
like,
Balance.
Yeah, like I was like, Dad, like it just felt, it felt so weird.
But then it also reminds you of what it's like to have a kid. How do you feel about kids?
Here's the deal. I don't want kids right now, but I feel like if I don't have kids, I'm going to regret it when I'm 60.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, I feel like I should have a kid and I would. I don't know. It's tough because I'm very like selfish with my time, and I really appreciate like good sleep and things like that, where I'm like, I don't want to give up good sleep because I have a child. I don't want to give up these things that, you know, because I haven't drank for 10 years. I've been basically sober. Some people argue not, because it's like, you know, I'll fucking gamble and
right.
whatever. Smoke
well, it sounds
sometimes.
Like 60 is just around the corner for you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so, I'm such an old man. I really am. Like, I'm very...
Kids might be more in your future than you think.
No, but I'm very selfish with my time. Like, I don't want to do things that I don't want to do. That's probably like my biggest red flag. It's
yeah.
like when it's time to, and another probably huge red flag I have is I hate this whole traveling thing that every girl on every fucking dating app now is like, I don't like to travel. Like, I want my adventure partner. And I'm like, no. That's not what I, no, sweetheart. that's not going on. That's not going on with me. Like, I don't find traveling fun. So like, yes, okay, if once a year, twice a year you want to travel and like I'll do it, but don't expect me to be like, I'm super into this and making plans, this, because I fucking hate it. I hate traveling. I hate being away from like ladies, what are you running from? That's what I want to know. Cause all these women wanted, oh my God, I just want to travel. I wait for to have a couple days off just so I can travel. And this is like, what do you, I love being home.
Yeah.
I love my bed. I love like, I've set it up so where it's like, oh, this is my space. And then people just want to like get away from their space.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably a big red flag.
I don't know if it's a red flag that you like your personal space so much. Maybe if you were in love and wait, you're on a dating app, that's a red flag. Why are you on dating apps?
I'm on fucking Raya. Come on.
Yeah, I know. All the famous people are on Raya, we know. Yeah. Have you ever found anyone on Raya?
Oh, yeah. The last girl I dated, amazing.
And how long did that last?
But I don't have any social media. And like that was something that she said in the beginning. And I was like, oh shit, like that's a big thing to me. Because I don't want to be on dates where the girl's like, hold on, I got to take a picture of our sushi for the 500 people who follow me. They think that like people care. I want to be like, no one fucking cares.
Yeah.
Like about what we're eating. Like, and I think there's like a delusional thing now where like people think that people care what they're eating and care about everything they're doing. And it's like, oh, we have to show everyone. And I'm like, it seems like I'm an outsider in this because everyone has social media and everyone does that. But as an outsider, it seems very fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like that people are like, oh, we're going through like a drive through at whatever. And like, show my drink, what I got to drink. I'm crazy. And it's like, you're just like everyone else behind us in this fucking line. Like you got a drink that's on the menu. Everyone else can do, like, what's so unique about it? There's nothing unique about what you're doing right now.
It's that they're holding the Coca-Cola.
Right, and it's like, oh my God, I got the, like my mocha frap. It's like, ugh, and it makes me, I just decided, like, I'm not dating. I'm good now.
How long has it been since you've had sex?
8 months, maybe.
Wow, so something you've like really that. Gone a long time, and you don't drink alcohol?
No.
Do you smoke weed?
I'm not like anti-smoking weed, but I haven't done it since like, you know, 7 months, 8 months. But like if it hits me, like if I'm like my last time I did, I was like at my friend's wedding, we're on a beach and it was like 2 a.m. and like the fucking Milky Way was above us and like the bioluminescent.
I was like,
yo, this is a time. Like I'm with my best friend. Like I was just his best man. We thought about it for so like I was like and his wife and it was so amazing. And it was like, this is great. But I'm then like if I smoke weed just like sitting on my couch, I feel like a piece of shit. You know, because I did that for 20 years every day.
Right. What do girls think when you go on a date with them and then you tell them that you're not having sex?
Oh, no, that's not like if I went on a date tomorrow, I'd be like, if I'm into the girl, we'll have sex. Like, I'm not having sex. It was for that year I wasn't having sex. And then COVID hit. So it became like 2 years or some shit. Like it was very and it just like. And it went from a thing where, like, before that, I was like, I can't go without sex. You know what I mean? Like, I need, like, it was something that I thought I needed. And then, like, I just wanted to, I was moving to Vegas for the second time, mm-hmm. but sober just to play poker. And I was like, since I'm going to be there, like, I'm not going to find any girls in Vegas that we have common interests right now because I'm trying to, like, change my life and get better and do all this stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to work out every day. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to like try and change my life. I want to like learn how to cook and like just, you know.
Yeah. I've thought about that, you know, because they say that it's like it's good and it's healthy to like have that time for yourself and like try to be a whole person and like really work on yourself. But if I did that, I'd be 40.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How old are you? You're 39, 38?
Get off my set.
You just said it. You just said if I didn't have sex for a year, I'd be 40. Sorry, I know simple math.
I'm 35.
Okay, I would have guessed even younger.
It would take five. Really?
Yeah.
You're good.
Thanks. And I haven't even done this shit in 9 months.
Man, you're crushing this first date.
When I'm in the fucking groove, woo! Yeah.
I had a friend recently that was at a party and she kept saying how old she felt she was. She was like, I'm so old. And one of my friends was like, how old are you? Like 43. And she was like 30. Mm. It's, girls, you got to be careful when you're saying how old you are. I just learned my lesson the hard way.
It's very weird as like a dude, because there's no like, if somebody was like, hey, are you 50? I'd be like, oh no, I'm 38. Like I there's zero, like I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just.
It seems like you don't care about a lot.
Very true.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. But when I do care, I care. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you care a lot.
And that's why. It's like, I can care about everything because then I would be my whole, like, I wouldn't be able to accomplish anything.
Right.
You know? Like, when I care, it's like, it's so, I was actually thinking the other day, like, what's more important to me than my life? Like, what's the most important shit? And I was like, I think being a loyal friend to, like, my best friends or like people in my life who I feel like deserve it is probably the only thing to me that's like more important than my life, you know, besides like the world or like, you know, some big grand thing of like, you know, like and peace in the world or this. But it's like being a, you know, the loyalty that, you know, my best friend has been my best friend for over 30 years. So like the loyalty I feel like he deserves from me and that I as a person should show, like that is one of the few things I could think of that was the first thing I thought of that was like, that's more important than my life to me.
Yeah. Well, this conversation's going way too well. So back when you were in your early 20s and you were drinking, what did a relationship look like with you?
So I was raised in a home where I learned to argue in what a healthy person would say is the wrong way.
Okay.
Which is, once the argument begins, you can say anything because you're arguing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're all.
Right. It's like, no, but we, and then like the next day it's like, well, you said this. I'm like, we were fighting. Like it was in a fight. And I swear this is from the time I was 5. Like I was really fat when I was 12 years old. No one ever made fun of me because I was like a fucking ninja. Like verbally, I could just crush anyone.
Ninja karate chop someone to shreds.
It was just like it, I just always had that sword and it was always on my back. Like it wasn't like, oh, it had to work up to this. It was like, because that's how my house was growing up.
Man, so you would say some fucked up shit.
I remember one time I was dating, and this was the girl who told me, like, you can't speak to people that way. And it, like, no one ever said that to me. And it hit me like a fucking ton of bricks where we were on her couch and I was watching something. And she was like, can you put that a little lower? And I took a second. I assessed how loud the show was. And I was like, no. Like, I can't put it lower. I feel like if I put it any lower, I won't hear it. And I feel like it's not that loud. So, no. And then I kept watching. And she was like, bah! And, like, said something, like, to me. And I was like, this is why your whole family hates you. And she, like, it really hit her. And I was like, oh, we're fighting. Like, we're starting to fight. Like, I just went. Like, I don't like to go from, like, 1 to 10 to 20. I'm like, let's go from 1 to 100.
Right.
Let's end this in
why wait?
2 minutes. Yeah. And she was like, you care about me? And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, you shouldn't speak to people you care about that way. And it was the first time that dawned on me.
And then what happened?
And then that was kind of like, you know, like right as or before I got sober. And that started this whole journey where I started like yoga and meditation and this, and really started like, I think when you're such an addict and like so into pills and alcohol and this, it's one of the things you have to admit is like, hey, I'm a sensitive person. And a lot of this stuff I'm doing is to not feel this stuff. Because like I said, if I cared about everything,
it's numbing.
Right. It's your way of numbing. Yeah. So like as I got sober, I had to start dealing with my feelings, mm-hmm. and I wanted to do that in a healthy way. And you start learning all this stuff. Then I'm like, yeah, why would I ever want to speak to someone that way or speak to someone I care about that way or this? But again, in the way that I grew up, like that's what you just thought was normal. Like that's how everyone spoke to everyone. Like it was like I hear people in my family now say things to each other where I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that's like, it's a Tuesday lunch at lunch. Like that's how they speak to each other. And I'm so far away from that now that like it's when it, I'm like, holy shit. Like when you hear it, you're like, man, that was how I was living. Like it's just, it's crazy.
Well, you were telling me right before we got on this show, and mm-hmm. I want to revisit this because I actually think it's pretty interesting. So you went on, you say that like during a date, you like to move a lot. You're very fidgety.
Oh no, not on a date. It just, that's me.
Just in general.
Even sitting alone on my couch. Like I'm not somebody who like sits still.
You've been pretty still. You're also locked into this chair.
Right, yeah. There's and like this is right in front of my face. Like there's not much I can do here. But you know, just I was just sitting here like this the whole pot. Yeah, like, oh, go on. Like, sorry, this is my shit. Yeah.
Tell me the story about this girl in the movie theater.
So yeah, I was on a date and like 10 minutes into the movie, I realized like, you know, as I'm moving around and I'm like doing this and all of a sudden I'm like, man, this chick hasn't moved. Like she just had like the whole time. And then like minute 30, minute 40, minute 50, now I'm not even watching the movie. I'm just like, is she gonna move? Like, and no, like credits roll and she's like, okay. Like, and I'm like, is this a robot? Am I on a date with a robot? And she was like, but I had actually known her for a while. Like I wouldn't go on a fucking first date to a movie. It's corny, but because you want to speak, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, wow, I never noticed. Like she, and now in my head, I'm like, do I move a lot? And like most people sit still for 2 hours. Like I know I move more than most, but that's crazy, right? Like
I find it very hard to sit still for that long as well.
Yeah.
But I also find it, how do you feel before I throw myself under the bus? How do you feel about people that talk during a movie?
It depends what the talking is. You know what I mean? If you're like,
just
if you
like,
want to like talk about your day, it's like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what are you, nuts? But if, you know, and if you missed something, that's all good. But if you missed something because you were on your phone, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, you're done then. Unless we're home. If we're home, like I'll rewind all this or that. But like if we're in a movie theater, which I don't want to go to a movie theater anyway, I'm like, let's not talk now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You just talk move. A lot you can move movies? All you want.
But... Oh yeah. Feel free. Yeah. But so do you talk during movies?
No, but I am on my phone. But I also don't go to theaters. I don't go to movie theaters, but at home.
That would drive me nuts.
I love to listen to it in the background, and then I just glance up during an entertaining part, and then I just go right back to playing Candy Crush.
Wow. So you want to hear what would happen if we were dating?
Yeah.
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 And you said, babe, do you hear what I said? I said, babe, I'm always listening. That's what I'd say. And you say, But so if you were trying to engage with me on something that was important to you and I was like, ooh, I just fucking beat a level on Candy Crush.
I'd be like, which one?
Oh, that is such bullshit.
I was.
That is such bullshit.
And
you come in. You come in. You're like, oh my God. You're like, my cat died. And I'm like, dude, have you seen this new, like, whatever?
Well, see, the thing is with Candy Crush, you hit milestones and then you get treats. And so your treats can last like 15 minutes, 30 minutes. And you get to use all the candies without having to watch the ads. And if my cat died, which I hate cats, so I'd be like, thank God.
Me too, fully allergic.
But same.
Yeah.
So I would just say, like, did you get any free treats for us?
Well, here's the thing. Since I'm a straight male, I wouldn't be playing Candy Crush. I'd actually be betting on sports and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I would be doing. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, babe, I'd be like, there's 10 fucking minutes left in the thing. But I wouldn't even have to stop you, right? Because I could listen and watch at the same time.
Yeah.
So you don't care.
I don't care.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd be like, that's fine.
By the way,
I fully believe you.
That's a red flag.
That's not a red flag. This is my show.
I'm flipping the script on you.
You don't
that's
get to
a red
do that.
Flag.
Nope.
If you don't demand someone's attention when you're talking to them about something important to them, if you think it's okay that a guy could be on his phone when you're saying something that's important to you to them, that's a red flag.
I disagree.
You deserve more.
I don't. But probably also, but I've got like a weird fucked up issue too. Where
I can tell. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. There's a reason why you work here. Yeah.
You can't be normal. And
Yeah. What do you feel like is your...
Shh.
Oh, come on. If you... you're a fun date.
How many credit cards do you have in your wallet?
I don't have a wallet. I have one credit card in my pocket. And baby, it always works. So that's all I need. You feel me? If you date a guy with two credit cards, he ain't shit. He's worried about his credit. That's the problem. How many cards I got? One.
Is it black?
Yeah, of course. Come on. It's not a black card, but it's black.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. I don't even, yeah.
It's just dark blue.
Yeah. We have a problem. It works, yeah. It's. I only have one credit card in my pocket.
What do you think your other red flags are?
The fact that who I was from the time I was 12 until 28 was like, just I was either drinking or doing drugs pretty much every day, and just kept getting like deeper and deeper into a, you know, addict thing where like everything just became...
I would just say you have a past.
Yeah. But I think that's, you know, it's one of these corny things like, that's what makes me who I am today. But like, it is like, that's the I was talking to this girl who I used to date the other day, and she was saying that both of us are the same. We're like, we're a house that's ready to be moved into, but it's a very specific house. But right. When somebody sees that, they're like, oh, I'm turnkey. Like, I can go today. But it's like the one house in, Venice where it's like, oh, I don't know. It's like Japanese motif. And they're like this. And people are like, what? This is going to be hard to sell. But then somebody walks in, they're like, this is my house. Like, and that's how I feel like I am. And she said, I am. So I'm like, oh yeah, that feels really right. Like, it's like, I'm ready to go, but it's just for that specific person. Like, I think, again, a girl who like loves to travel and Instagram and this, like, she would hate dating me.
How do you break up with someone?
It depends.
Are you a ghoster?
Never. I would never, ever do that. I could never do that. No.
You just...
Here's another problem. When you're sober, you feel everything. So it's not like I could go somewhere and call my friend, like, yo, you want to go have a drink? You want to go do this? It's like, if I go somebody, I feel that until I fix it. You know what I mean? Until like, not that I would ever go someone, but there's other things that happen where you're like, I can't be a shitty person because it really sticks with me. Like, when you're fucking sober, there's no distraction to be like, your friend's like, oh, let's go out tonight. And then you're like, oh yeah, I fucking ghosted. Like, when I was 24, sure. You know what I mean? Like, it was... I mean, there was a time where when I first started going out, like, cell phones were barely a thing. People didn't always have cell phones on them, or like your cell phone would be dead and you didn't care. It wasn't like, oh my God, do you have a charger?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, yeah, who gives a fuck? So yeah, there were totally times where it was like, I would meet a girl and you hook up and then this, and then 3 nights later you're out with another girl and then you're like, oh, hey, like, and then she thought it was going to be something more. And by the way, like, vice versa, you know what I mean? Like, because there wasn't this constant line of communication that there is today of like, within 3 days, you know everything about this person. And you're just like, oh, I met somebody and we had a good time. And then I thought it was one thing and they thought it was another. And then it happened. They just see you at a bar.
Right.
And it's like, hey, this is weird. Like, and you're like, oh, it is? Like, what do you think? How do you, have you broken up with, I heard how you broke up with your husband. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was dope.
I
like that.
Thank you.
But how do you feel? What do you feel like is the appropriate?
Well, I don't like to live with regret.
Yeah.
And so I'm very conscious of the way that I let people go. And it usually hurts me a lot because I try to come from such an honest place.
Yeah.
But this is a show is about you today, not me. So
I always wanted to go on a date where I don't have to ask them any fucking questions. I mean, I'm
you
just
have to
so.
Ask me shit.
That's why I haven't been on a date in 9 months. I just don't want to ask a broad. Like, so what are you?
Yeah.
What are
you, what's your favorite color?
Where'd you get your hair done today?
It
looks
so cute.
Pretty. Those earrings. Oh, it's like, shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is one of the last questions I ask. I got two more questions for you. So,
yeah.
So, let's say you go on a date. You're sober. You don't drink. And the other girl gets a cocktail and then gets another cocktail and she drinks.
Done. It's over. I established before we... Sorry, were you done with the question?
Yeah.
I established beforehand, like, hey, I'm sober. And like, if you have a glass of wine or you drink, like, that's cool. But I'm not... like into being around drunk
people.
No, people is one thing, but like if I'm dating you and we're just getting to know each other, like listen, if we go to your sister's wedding and you get drunk, it's like, yeah, babe, come on, I'll take care of you, make sure you're all right. But if it's like, hey, we're just meeting and you're drunk, like that happened to me in New York. I went on a date and she's like, oh, I don't really drink. And then like
plot twist.
Five tequilas later, we're walking out of the restaurant. She's like, we gotta go to Duane Reade so I can get cigarettes. I was like, goodbye. Like I was like, you go into Duane Reade. I'll wait out here.
Yeah.
And by out here, I mean down the train station and gone.
Wow. So did you leave?
No. I knew her. Like we had been friends before, so I wasn't gonna just bounce on her.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there was a girl who like told me she didn't drink and then went out and she got drunk, I would not feel bad just bouncing.
All right. Well, I know you have to get out of here. I appreciate your time.
Next time, you have unlimited time.
I know. It's okay. Yeah. You're going to be back. Last question.
The dessert question.
We can make it short. You have one sentence. What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
I told them to delete my number. No.
That's actually the best answer I've had so far.
No. Well, I don't know. Like, ever. I mean, it's a long thing to think about. But I can tell you the last girl I dated... we were in LA and she was like, I've always wanted to go to Santa Barbara. So I booked a week trip for us to Santa Barbara and I sent her, an Airbnb of like this shitty little place. Oh, you just got like a lump in your throat when I said like a shitty Airbnb. Yeah.
I'm like, this is supposed to be sweet.
Yeah. And I sent her like an Airbnb of this like really whack place. And I was like, yeah, but we will be out a lot and we'll like make it, you know, we'll make it fun and whatever. And then when like we pulled up in, the car, it was like a beautiful house. And
yeah.
Like beautiful backyard with a hot tub and like multiple bedroom and like a really, really nice place and like on the beach and just like, and we had like a great time and
that is sweet.
I'm a sweet guy with a credit card that works every time.
So sweet.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people, so people can't find you.
No.
You'll be in your house, off the grid.
Yeah.
But they can find you.
Right here.
Right here at YMH on the new podcast, Not Today, Pal.
Not Today, Pal.
Not Today, Pal. You can listen to that anywhere that you listen to podcasts.
And can I just say shout out to Tom Segura, because since he started Testosterone, the amount of women who work here has gone up by like 800%. So I just want to say thanks, Tom. Keep shooting in the buddy, whatever you do. Yeah. It's fucking great.
I'm truly soaking it up.
First time I came to YMH, it was just like Nadav.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just like, but it was a boy. Like when I went into the bathroom, there had someone just shaved and there was like hair all over the sink and like the razor. And I was like, oh, like, okay, which I'm cool with. But like to how it is now, like you're in a fucking dress and you have jewelry. Like this is way to go, Tom.
Thank you.
Yes.
And thank you guys for watching another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. I'll see you next time.
A glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.